This is the Total Tuscany Podcast, episode 68.
So even though it's such a small city, as I was saying, you know, I've lived here for over 20 years and it still is amazing me. There's still more places to see, not only on a historical level, but even when it comes to food and wine. So it's a really great way to understand the city through a food tour and meet people, local guides and other travelers who have similar interests.
Your first time to Florence can be a bit overwhelming. Many people just go at it alone, and the truth is, you really can't go wrong. But what if there was something affordable, doesn't take up that much time, and promises to give you the best day ever? Okay, it's a marketing tagline, but it's a good one. On a recent trip to Florence, my wife and I spent the afternoon with Linda Sorgiovanni, who took us on a Florence Foodies Walk. It's one of the several offerings of Urban Adventures Florence. Now, we've been to Florence several times, so imagine our delight when strolling the city streets and Linda invites us to drink a red wine we've never tasted before. She then takes us behind the scenes in a bakery that specializes in panettone, then takes us to a tiny wine bar, serves us a truffle sandwich that just melts in our mouth, and it comes with a refreshing Prosecco. Oh my goodness. And we did it all in about 2.5 hours. Perfect for any tourist. Welcome back to the Total Tuscany Podcast. I'm Travis Justice. He's Pat Campagna. And I've been rubbing it into Pat that, well, he didn't go to Florence with me.
You left without us. Good morning.
And the thing is, you and I have so many shared experiences, and we like to share those experiences with everybody else. On this podcast, I get to share experience you haven't done yet.
It's killing me. But you know what? As much as you're ribbing me, it's actually fun this way. And when you're in Italy with a group of people, it's fun to go out and then come back and talk about what you experienced. You can't be at the same place at the same time.
Now, Linda Sorgiovanni is a repeat interview on the Total Tuscany Podcast. Now, we've had her on talking about Customize Italy, right, which where she customizes tours or experiences for everybody who wants, and those are unique. If you want something, she can make it happen. And her business partner, Alberto. But I didn't know this until I was going over this last time, in that she also owns and operates Urban Adventures Florence and Urban Adventures Rome. And so if you go to Urban Adventures Florence, and there's a link on our website and a link right here on the podcast, you'll see some of the group tours they have. And my wife and I were fortunate enough to do the Florence Foodies Walk tour with Linda. And now they're normally group tours,
right?
But we got just my wife and I, which is really kind of nice, just because we got a little bit more explanation of everything that was going in. But here's what's great, Pat, because everybody's like, God, how much time do I want to devote to something like this? You know, I'm going to pay money, but how much time? Because I want to see so many things. The Florence Foodies Walk is only like 2.5 hours, and you do it in the afternoon, which is so, that's manageable, right? 2.5 hours is perfect.
Easy.
And Linda was really good at taking us. We got to go to a place that makes panettone. Just during Christmas was amazing. Went to a really cool wine bar. Had a just some finger food that was amazing. So we got to sample a lot of unique things, which is what you want to do. You want to whet your appetite and then go, okay, I want to go back and do that. And experiences that. So there are so many different things you can do with Urban Adventures Florence, Urban Adventures Rome, and you can hear about those now with Linda Sorgiovanni on the Total Tuscany Podcast. Linda, it's nice to be talking with you again, but this time in person, it's kind of weird, isn't it? It's usually on Skype.
I know, how great. Here we are in the city center of Florence meeting up, which is fantastic. It's great to see you.
So last time we talked about Italy Customized, let's talk about your other venture, which is Urban Adventures, Florence and Rome. Just Talk about what those two experiences are like.
So this was a real venture for us because they're a small group to us. So we've always worked on the private level, 4-star boutique to 5-star luxury packages. So this was something new. We basically did, Alberto and I, the private food tours that I was always taking people on for the past 15 years became a small group. So maximum 12 persons, all leaving from the a focal point of the city, which is the Piazza della Repubblica, and experiencing 2.5 hours, 3 hours with a local certified guide, sommelier, the off the beaten path places of the city where you can really experience, and it enriches your stay. I think it's one of those places where it's like meeting a friend in the city, you know? And so this is what Urban Adventures has given us. Being a part of Urban Adventures is great because we're a network of over 100 destinations all over the world. And it's like having a giant family everywhere. So if you go to any remote place in the world, you have someone that is going to take you to the best place to eat and drink.
So you just took my wife and I on a small walk for about an hour, hour and a half. Is that part of the Urban Adventures tour? Is that a customized thing we did? What did we just do?
So you just did part of our Florence Foodies Walk, which starts, it's offered 6 days a week from 3 to 5:30. This is the first part of the tour where you learn a little bit about wine, so Chianti, of course, and visit a local baker. So this kind of is what we introduce. We visit a series of other places on the walk, and it gives you a really defined idea from desserts to savory experiences, all within the historical center, places that you may have overlooked if you were just kind of walking around on your own.
You know, I like to think that I'm an experienced traveler in Florence now, that I've been here a lot, but you just took us to places I had no idea existed. And we were just talking briefly how I could probably come here daily or even yearly, like I tried to do, and find something new all the time.
So even though it's such a small city, as I was saying, you know, I've lived here for over 20 years and it still is amazing me. There's still more places to see, not only on a historical level, but even when it comes to food and wine. So it's a really great way to understand the city through a food tour and meet people, local guides and other travelers who have similar interests.
What is it about food that unites people? Because it does, there's something about the taste, the smells, just experiencing them. What is it about food that brings people together?
I think it gives you a real understanding of the culture. You know, it makes you feel at home. It gives that coziness of being a friend. It's like a friend taking you around the city. Whenever you travel in the world, if you meet up with a friend, they're going to take you to the best places. And this is, I think, the warmth of the food and what is offered place to place is not often as well explained with any channels that we have. Actually, that face-to-face tasting moment is an unforgettable experience.
So we were lucky enough to have you as our guide. Are people always lucky enough to have you, or how do you vet your guides to make sure that the brand, should we say, or the experience is consistent across the board?
So what's really important, you know, in Italy by law, we have to have certified guides. Certified guides are typically historians as well. So the challenge is to find the guide who is also passionate about food. All of our guides are born in Florence, which is a great thing, but at the same time, they sometimes don't understand how wonderful, you know, where they live and what people want to really experience. So they're kind of amazed when we take them on the food walk for training. They're amazed that people love to know about their local olive oil, you know, where they've had the farm at their grandfather's house since they were born. For them, it's really no big deal. And so it's a great thing and a wonderful experience for them to actually give that to the clients. So you have an amazing experience even with our guides.
So how often do you do a tour?
So I usually at least 3 or 4 times a month do a tour. I like to be very hands-on. I would actually prefer to be doing tours all day, but then, you know, Alberto will probably have to find another business partner. So this is, for me, the most wonderful thing is to meet travelers and to teach them about the local food and wine.
Linda is so much fun, and she is offering a gift for everyone listening to this podcast. Get 5% off any Urban Adventures Florence tour when you enter the promo code TOTALTUSCANY at checkout. Again, that's a 5% discount when you enter the promo code TOTALTUSCANY. There is so much to choose from, and we promise all your guides will be local and English-speaking. Have fun in Florence. Have your best day ever. That's promo code TOTALTUSCANY at checkout and save 5%.
You took us to a bakery that was just amazing. I mean, you walk in, you hear just the smells of everything. How did you find these places?
So usually what I do is, for me, it's very important to find authentic experiences. I love owners that have a story and they tell us a lot about the ingredients. So they have this natural passion for what they're offering. So it's not often that you find in a historical center actual owners of little delicatessens and little bars. So even the people that are working there, like, for example, when we went to the biscuit store boutique, you can see that those workers really love the product. So that's number one for me. And the quality is very, very, very important.
So we're here in December. How much, and you've been doing this a while, how much has it changed as far as tourist season? Is it getting busy like 12 months out of the year now, as opposed maybe it used to be 9 or 7 months? How much has that changed?
So it used to be, you know, your March to November, where March was quiet and November was quiet. Now it has really changed. I mean, we have requests in December, in January, in August. We actually close some of our tours just because they're not as authentic at certain times of the year. Italians, the beauty of them is culturally, they have this rich quality of incredible things to see, but they also like family and their time to be festive and be a part of that. So we don't always have the staff available all year round. So, but it's interesting how it has changed. It's become challenging.
You know, because you were cold today. For us, it was fairly warm just because where we came from. Do you think that's... people are realizing that it's maybe the weather in the States is a lot different than it is here, and it gives us confidence to come in December.
I think it's an amazing time to come. November, December, October for me is one of the best times because you have the olive oil harvest, the truffle season, the festive season where you can see the cities. They look like, you know, these pretty fairy tales with the Christmas lights and experiences. So I really think it is one of the most beautiful times to come.
So you've got your foodies tour down pat. Are you always looking for new things to enhance the experience?
Yeah. So I am constantly looking for new things because of interest and the city's changed a lot over the past 15 years. A lot of modern influence has arrived in Florence, which has given it a really great flavor. But we are very, it's very important for us to always remain very authentic as well to the region. So it's for us to discover new places. We discovered an amazing new one the other day, the rooftop of the Kalimala Hotel with an amazing view over the city. So, you know, there's always new things to find. It's never ending. So this is what makes it so interesting.
See, you use the word authentic because I think people do worry that they want the authentic experience, but they may not get ripped off. What gives people ease of mind that you are authentic?
For us, it's important to have small groups so that our clients can interact with our guides and can speak to the locals when they walk into stores. They know that they can go back to those places. We don't go to any places where you have very large groups with headsets. Our idea is to enrich the client's stay. So for us, the thought that they will go back to those places during their vacation is everything. So this is what we want. We can see in their eyes how excited they are to walk into the bakery and talk to the baker. This is what really is important for us. I prefer not to actually have the tour if it's not going to be authentic.
It's funny that you mentioned the headsets because Anjanette, my wife, and I, we walk around Florence and we see the little flags. That's like hell on earth to us. Do we see people following? No flags, right?
No flags. So we have been asked by even very reputable companies to have big groups with headsets, and we refuse. So we say no. And this is the beauty of what we can offer. If we have different dynamics with bigger groups, we offer them privately. But with a small group, we remain true to our word that it has to be a very interaction between guide and client.
I mean, there are people that come here from all around the world. I take it for granted that you have English speaking guides. How many different languages can you do on your tours?
So our guides speak up to 5 languages, because in Italy, when you pass an exam as a guide, you have to have minimum 3 languages. So multiple languages. Our small group is only in English, but we offer private in Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, you name it, we have it. So it's really incredible.
What's your favorite part of your tours?
I love when we arrive kind of at a point where everyone, you can see on their faces how happy they are. Their pleasure of actually walking around and seeing another side of the city. That for me is everything.
Well, we finally got to meet in person. Did I meet your expectations? My wife makes me look good, you know.
Of course you did. Beyond my expectations. Beyond.
But you really do wish Pat was here, don't you?
Of course I do. I'm so sad that he's not here. And I wish he will be coming next time.
Did you hear that, Pat? You're wanted. We're wondering why you're not here.
Where are you, Pat? Please come visit soon.
Linda, thanks so much. It's great to meet you in person, and the tour we were on today was fabulous, and much success wished to you.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to meet you and your lovely wife, and I look forward to meeting Pat soon.
That interview with Linda was actually conducted, Pat, in her office in Florence, and it was fun to be there. And I always end every interview, and I did this one, saying, she wishes you were there.
I wish I was there too, Linda. It's fun to visit with. She's got an amazing outfit, and we highly recommend her urban adventure.
Yeah, option. I mean, so you can do a morning market food tasting. You can do the Florence Foodies Walk, which I did. You can do a Florence Aperitivo Time tour, which, listen, I'm not telling you not to buy that, but you just walk in any place at Aperitivo. And
it's amazing.
It really is. You got the...
So Aperitivo, for those that don't know, is like happy hour in the States.
Yes. Right?
Only it's on steroids.
Very much on steroids. She has the Florentine beefsteak dinner in the Altareno neighborhood. You got the Mercato Centrale and San Lorenzo food market lovers tour. And the Market Centrale is really cool. History of Florence walking with an Aperitivo. And then you have the Florence pizza making and craft beer tour. There is a link right on our website to check all those out. If you're going to Florence, highly recommend Urban Adventures Florence. If you are wanting to plan a trip, don't know where to start, Pat and I are here to help. We are here to offer a free 15-minute consultation to help you start planning the process. If you want to know more, we can further that relationship, go into deeper discussions, and really point you in the right direction. The best way to reach out to Pat and myself is go to our website, TotalTuscany.com, or you can send us an email, TotalTuscany@gmail.com. During that time, you can also follow us on social media, follow us on Facebook, give us a like. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and now TikTok. You got a TikTok account, Pat?
I do not.
There's not too many videos up there, but my 13-year-old daughter understands the TikTok, so she's helping. She's my TikTok advisor.
Oh.
Yeah, Greta has many skills. Running the TikTok account would be one of them.
Well, I'll have to have her set me up with a TikTok
account. When are we going to have our next bottle of wine together? I just got my shipment in from Il Balzini, where Anna Mondafferi took us when we were in Florence. So I've got some wine.
All right, we'll make a trade. I just got some olive oil in from Tuscany. So I think what we'll do is we'll get together, crack your bottle of wine, and we'll get some good bread.
Okay.
All right.
See, the difference is you win in that one because you don't use as much olive oil. I mean, the bottle of wine's going to be gone, right? That's going to be done. You're going to have a bottle of olive oil.
Yes.
And is that 2019?
This is actually 2018. Okay. Because the crop for 2019 was so badly damaged.
Yeah, when we were over there, to even in Italy, to buy 2019 olive oil was tremendously expensive. Just outrageous almost.
If you haven't spent time in Italy, you don't understand when we say olive oil is liquid gold. It really is.
It really is. Follow us on social media. Share this podcast with anybody you know who loves Italy or is thinking about traveling to Italy. Pat, always good talking to you. We'll be back soon with another edition of the Total Tuscany Podcast.